I'm talking to Leanne Johns. You're currently running Enhanceables after school clubs for children with additional needs located in Kingston. The group's being funded by Achieving for Children. Can you tell me a little about Enhanceables after school clubs and what they provide?
Hi, Jacqueline. So we run three completely free of charge after school clubs. We've got ribbons every Monday term time, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. We've got flyers, which is our one-to-one service for ages 5 to 17, and that's for children with more complex needs who require one-to-one support. And then that's on Tuesdays 4 to 6. And then we also have our kite session, which is for our secondary school age children, which is every other Tuesday, 6:15 to 8:15.
That's brilliant. And can you tell me a little bit how the funding's provided by Achieving for Children and the importance of the support you get with that?
Yes, so we're very grateful that the groups are currently funded by AFC, which is Achieving for Children, who are a not-for-profit social enterprise, providing support for children in the local surrounding areas. For us in particular, it was paramount for us that the groups are free of charge, as I strongly believe support should be accessible to all families, regardless of financial constraints.
That's brilliant. And the ribbons group itself, it's got spaces. How many spaces are available and what age range are they going to be? Just to repeat that again.
Yes, so our ribbons group at the moment, we have around 7 available spaces, but we are always open to taking on further referrals as well. Our ribbons groups is the Monday group, and that's for ages 5 to 11, so that's primary school age.
And how important is that help to them and particularly to their families?
So every week we offer different themes that can range from, say, Egypt or animal-based or history-based. But we really tailor each session around the children's needs. So each session, for our visual learners, we include videos. We also include a lot of physical activities because we know, especially in the more rigid school settings, sometimes it can be quite difficult to stay focused, sitting down, that sort of thing. So we offer loads of different, from art, we do baking, cooking, we do a lot of sensory and water play, which can be vital for a lot of children with ASD, especially children that are sensory seeking. We also have opportunities for an environment where there can be loud noises, but also we also have some quiet spaces as well, because some children with ASD in particular sometimes need that time away from the loud noises and the crowded environment. So we offer a complete wide spectrum of environments and activities to cater for all needs, whether that be with ASD, or we do also cater for children with more complex health conditions and a wide variety of conditions across the board.
And do you have a sort of a group of expert people who are able to assist with the children and to help bring them out and to encourage them to draw and do all these wonderful activities you're doing?
Yes, so our staff are all fully trained. We go through extensive training, both internal and external, in order to not only educate ourselves on the kind of running of the groups, but also to have a deeper level of understanding and empathy when it comes to understanding some more challenging behaviours that we may be presented with. It's very important to keep our environment a very non-judgmental space, a very empathetic space where these children can feel that they are freely themselves and are able to have all of their needs supported for, no matter what kind of behaviours they present us with.
And that's brilliant. And do you think there's a real lack of help available for parents with children with ASD? And also, do the parents actually stay when they're in the group, or do they leave the children with you and go off and do other things that they might need to do?
I do believe there is a lack of, unfortunately, not only funding to do this, but across the board, really, in all sectors. Luckily, Achieving for Children do fund, say, our after school clubs. They also help to fund our children's respite service, which is Rainbow House, located in Chessington. We do unfortunately see the need. We have a lot of referrals coming through. Unfortunately, even when the help is out there, sometimes it's hard to find accessible help, which is partly why I've decided to speak with you today, just to kind of get the word out, really, that there is support out there, especially not only do these groups help as a kind of form of respite for the children, but also for the parents. It can be a really hard time to sometimes feel like you may not have that support system around you as a parent. You may be very new to ASD or additional needs in general. And what's quite nice about our groups is if the parents would like to drop their children off and then leave site, they can do, or they can also stay. And we do find a lot of parents staying, and it's lovely to see parents conversing with other parents, sharing ideas, supporting one another. And we've got, refreshment facilities, so they can have tea, coffee. So in that way as well, it is vital, not only just for the children, but also for the parents as well.
I can imagine a lot of parents feel like they're the only ones with children with ASD, and getting together with other parents and talking about the different spectra that their children exhibit with ASD, call it a condition, I guess that's the right thing to call it. But it must be a great help for them to get together and talk to other parents with similar children with these problems.
Yes, definitely. And where we do have a lot of children on the autism spectrum disorder, but we do also have children that have a wide variety of needs. So it's a way of actually all of us, whether it be the staff, the parents, the children, we're all kind of collectively learning together and developing our knowledge on all of these different conditions and needs. We are lucky now where these kinds of needs are being more openly spoken about, but it's just a case of finding the right services that can provide additional support where maybe schools, unfortunately, aren't always necessarily trained in this sort of thing to deal with certain behaviours. They may not be trained in understanding certain conditions. So that's really where we can step in with our knowledge and training, and to say to people, this is a safe space for your children to fully express themselves, to have fun, and to meet other children as well. I know some children we have go to more mainstream schools, and they can sometimes feel a bit excluded, often feel slightly different, but they don't really understand the dynamics of that. And luckily, we've provided an environment where they come here and they just feel completely comfortable and at home. So for me, that's the greatest, I guess, privilege and benefit of the groups, is just giving the children that sense of actually, we are here, we are all, one, we are here to give you that support, and you're not alone, basically.
That's great to have that. And children that come to you, are they referred, or can the parents just find your website and come to you themselves and say, can you help me?
Yes. So they don't need to be referred to us through any kind of social workers or anything like that. If anyone wants to get in contact, my contact details are leanne.johns@enhanceable.org, or I also have a contact number on 07-398-102-329, and all of those details are on our website at enhanceable.org. So if you just go onto the website, you'll find all of my details on there, and I will liaise with you. We can have a meeting, and then once that meeting's gone through, there's no waiting list either, so you get the help direct and straight really quickly, which is really important for us as well, because we know even where sometimes there is these additional support systems out there, sometimes the waiting lists are extensive. So it's something that we pride ourselves in, that we don't have a waiting list, and you can get that direct support straight away.
Leanne, that must be very, very reassuring for some parents. So thank you for coming on to Radio Jackie to talk to me. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Thanks so much for having me. Yes, I just wanted to quickly mention that Enhanceable are actually running from December a cafe called Click Cafe. So it's Monday to Friday, and it will be run during the same time as the kids groups, 2 till 6. And this is another great way for the public to come see our facilities, have some cakes, have some drinks. We're also looking for volunteers as well, specifically volunteers who have additional needs, who may need that bit of confidence if they're looking to gain some volunteer experience, or maybe to kind of dip their toe into the world of work, but maybe, you know, they're lacking a bit of confidence, they don't have the experience yet. That would be a great opportunity for them, if they did want to volunteer for the CAF, to build that confidence, to help with their social skills, interacting with the public. So that will be starting from December, and all of the details of that will also be on the Enhanceable website.
Leanne, thank you very much for coming to talk to me, and have a good day. Thank you very much.